Today we're doing Sif Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, "Nafla tipas diyo l'socha os ve'inani keres ha'os. Ein takana ligror ha'diyo ve'alidei chachi hiya nikar ha'os. Da'avei chaktochos ufasol mishum deva'ina ve'chasav ve'lo ve'chakak." If a drop of ink falls onto a letter to the point that the letter is no longer recognizable as the letter that it's supposed to be, then you can't just simply scrape off the ink and restore the letter to the way it once was, because that would be a violation of what's called chaktochos, meaning you're essentially carving the letter, you're not writing the letter. And the halacha is, the Torah says, you have to be v'chasav, you have to write the letters for the parshios of the tefillin, you cannot carve them out. The same would be true if, let's say, instead of writing a dal, you wrote a resh, or instead of writing a bez, you wrote a kaf. You can't just simply erase the crown on the top of the letter, to make it look like the letter you wanted to, because again, then you're not going to be actively writing the letter, but you're going to be carving, in a sense, the letter out, which is going to be a problem. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Samachal tells us, Dio, v'hu adin seva acher im al yidei zeh nishtana tzuras os. The same is true if any color dye falls onto the letter, if as a result it changes the shape of the letter, that's a problem. Avol natav sha'ava al ha'os, but if wax drips onto the letter, av she mechasa leha'os ve'inon yikar, even if it covers the letter to the point where the letter is no longer recognizable, you could still remove the wax. Because wax does not undermine the validity of the letter, is only ink that would be a problem. Whether the drop of ink falls onto the letter itself or not. The same would be true if the drop of ink fell onto the lines of the letter itself. Then the drop of ink started to get these like spider web lines, and it starts to branch out a little bit to the point where the letter is no longer recognizable because of those branches that are coming off of the ink, of the ink stain. That's also a problem. Doesn't make a difference if the ink is causing the letter to look like a different letter, like if it drops into a base and it looks like a pay, or whether it just doesn't look like a letter at all. Either way, that's a problem. Small puzzle, and even if as a result of the drop of ink, all you're missing now is a little, either the leg on the bottom right of the yud, or the tip of the yud on the left, that's also a problem. If you're unsure if a letter looks like the letter it's supposed to be, if you don't know it's 100% like that letter, then you should show it to a kid, as we mentioned this before, to a child of average intelligence, and he'll be able to tell you what letter it is. So the Mishnah quotes to the Magen Avram that even just to take a quill and pass it over the letter, if you've already done chaktochos, so if you've already carved out the letter, so then using a quill afterwards subsequently is not going to help you. Even if the drop of ink is still moist, it's still wet, but the letter has dried up, we don't say, oh, that's just a cover, or that's just covering up the letter. Since it's ruining the form or the shape of the letter before you fixed it. Meaning you carved out the inside of the letter and the surrounding area. And as a result, whatever remains, you don't erase if it looks like that letter. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that this is also considered to be carving, because you're not writing, you're not doing something to the actual letter, but rather you're simply dragging, or you're simply taking like a razor blade and fixing up the letter. That would be a problem, because otherwise, and if you end up writing the letter by tefillin or mezuzah, that could be a problem anyway, because that's writing it shelo keseder, you're writing it out of order. Mishnah Berurah says that there's no distinction between whether the ink fell into the inside of the letter or whether it fell onto the letter itself and now it looks a little bit thicker. Nonetheless, in both cases, you could still fix that, and it's not considered to be chaktocho, since the letter is still visible, it's still recognizable. So again, you don't need to fix it, but it's better to do so, and therefore, because you don't need to fix it, so by fixing it, it's not called going out of order. nafla hatipa achar shenigmar ha'os. The Shulchan Aruch was talking about a case where the drop of ink fell even after you finished the letter. The kol shekinim nafla kodesh shenigmar ha'os kadin. The gamar mitchila ha'os ve'ein nikar adayin. And certainly, if it fell before the letter was completed, you know, was fully formed, and then as a result, and then you finished the letter, and it's not recognizable now because of the drop of ink. Where everyone agrees that you can't fix the letter simply by scraping off the ink. Because it never had the status of a letter. It's only by scraping off the ink that you're giving it the status of a letter, which is considered a violation of chaktochos. Let's say you had a letter already. Now you simply want to scrape off the extra ink in order to make it into a complete letter. That's a machlokes. So according to the Radach, that's not going to help you, because once the ink falls on even part of the letter, it's no longer called that letter, and when you scrape off the ink, it's like chakika, it's like you're carving the letter, and it doesn't make a difference that you've wrote the letter already by the ink falling onto it, and you're removing that ink, you're carving out the letter. And certainly, says the Mishnah Berurah, if the drop of ink fell onto the a drop of that ink fell onto the cloth, and then it started to look like a half a letter, so then you can't complete that letter by writing it, because the letter was started as like a drop of ink and not as the actual form of ksiva. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Beis Yosef and the Ramah that they tend to be makel about this shaila, even in the second case, even in a case where a drop of ink fell and you want to just finish writing up the letter. So we tend to be makel. However, the Mishnah Berurah says we should try to be machmir unless you took the wet, the moist drop of ink and you moved it around and you extended it to make it into a complete letter. By erasing it, there's no way to fix it. But you are allowed to add ink to make it circular. Or let's say you wrote a resh instead of a dalet, or a kuf instead of a bez, and now the letters are a little bit thicker. You can't fix it by making it look like a dalet or a bez. But you can add ink to make it look like a dalet or a bez. Or let's say instead of writing a zayin, you went ahead and you wrote a nun sofit. You can't just make it back into a zayin, because that would be chaktochos. Rather, you have to erase the letter and start all over. If you wrote a hay instead of a dalet, you can't fix the leg of the hay and leave it as a dalet. Because that's the equivalent of writing, let's say, a samach and a beis, where some of the ink fell onto it, and now it no longer looks like that letter, where scraping off the ink is not going to be effective. Because you're not doing anything to the letter itself. You have to scrape off some of the ink, some of the roof of the ink, until it looks like a vav. Or you scrape off the leg of the dalet, and then afterwards you can fix it. So in other words, when it comes to scraping off a letter, so that's not called that's not going to help you for ksiva, and it's called chaktochos. But if you actually write the letter, if you make the letter a little bit thicker, make the dalet into a resh or the resh into a dalet, that's okay. When it comes to not writing out of order, then it's the opposite. Go rare kasher, you're going to be deeper. Simply scraping apart the letters that are touching, that's okay. The zelo mikre maisa begufos, because you're not doing anything to the letter itself. The chosei possible, but writing something in it is going to be a problem of writing it out of order. That which we allow you to add on ink to touch up the letter, that's assuming that you haven't written the next letter yet. Limcho katag vafilu macharkach yimshoch gamkin gago v'sachtiso shel hakaf lo mahane tevlav hachitzurasa aleha. And even after you've erased the top of the letter, if you extend the top of it, of the cuff a little bit, it's not going to help you, because it still looks like letter cuff anyway. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a Sif Yud Ches tomorrow.